says no to presidential bid in 96. White House intensive care plan for Surgeon General nomination. Avalanche kills skiers in two western states. Good morning. In for Bill Lynch, I'm Ed Crane with the CBS World News Roundup. Cross another name off the list of possible GOP presidential candidates, House Speaker Newt Gingrich told reporters this morning. He will not run for his party's nomination next year, saying he prefers to stay in Congress to continue an effort toward, quote, renewing American civilization. 40 days into their 100-day time frame for fulfilling the contract with America, the agenda items are getting more controversial for House Republicans. Today, the House debates a revision of last year's crime bill. It would give local communities a say in how to spend so-called block grants from Uncle Sam, money previously earmarked for hiring new police officers.
The American people want local government to fight crime. They know federal government cannot do that.
Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner. A vote isn't expected before tomorrow. Hoping to set his record straight, would-be Surgeon General Dr. Henry Foster has written an op-ed piece in today's Washington Post saying, quote, I know who I am and what I stand for, but the attacks do hurt. The White House is stepping up its visible support for the embattled nominee, as we hear from correspondent Bill Platt.
The vice president is going to Nashville to appear with Dr. Foster at the headquarters of Dr. Foster's program, I Have a Future. That's the program Dr. Foster established to try to combat teen pregnancy. The object, obviously, is to show that Dr. Foster cares about people and is concerned with far more than abortion. The White House is going all out to try and save this nomination, to try and paint a picture of this man that is more than one-dimensional.
Portland, Oregon has been socked in by a winter storm that's brought about a foot of wet snow to the area. Schools are closed and hundreds of motorists have been forced to abandon their cars and trucks along snow-clogged highways. A pair of avalanches killed two skiers in Utah and Colorado near Salt Lake City. One of them hit as three men were skiing in the backcountry of Big Cottonwood Canyon, killing one man and seriously injuring another. In Colorado, an avalanche killed a skier near Loveland Basin. It happened 50 years ago, an event survivors called their Hiroshima, the Allied bombing of Dresden, a city packed with civilian refugees who were desperately fleeing a Soviet advance. This man remembers.
All things in Dresden seemed to be burning.
But as the anniversary bells toll for the 35,000 Dresden dead, the controversy continues, correspondent Barry Peterson reports.
In a quiet Dresden cemetery this morning, there was a solemn ceremony laying a wreath at a memorial for the dead of World War II. It is one of many events marking the 50th anniversary of the bombing of Dresden. Critics say Dresden had little major industry, was targeted as revenge for Nazi bombings of English cities. But Jeffrey Goodman, who flew that raid, knew why he was in the air that night.
It was a total war, which we believe we had to win. And thank God we did win it.
There will be a candlelight march through the old city tonight, a remembrance of war's evil, and of those who paid its terrible price in terror and death. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Dresden.
Supporters of the opposition celebrating what exit polls show to be a smashing victory over Mexico's ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party. Official results from the balloting in the central Jalisco state are expected later today. But newsman James Blear says the fall of the peso is apparently a factor in the voting.
Since the disastrous devaluation of the peso a very short time ago, retail prices have gone up 20-30%. People are very unhappy with the situation. They're very unhappy with the economy, and they're showing the government and the administration of President Zedillo why they're unhappy, and they're doing it very clearly.
Government soldiers are firmly in control of the once rebel-held village of Guadalupe Tepeyac in southern Chiapas State, where the rebels and their shadowy leader remain on the run. In Hanoi, U.S. military personnel nail shut the coffins holding what's believed to be the remains of six Americans who've been missing since the Vietnam War, turned over today by the Vietnam government. A group of American veterans tearfully watched as the coffins were loaded aboard a U.S. Air Force transport for a final return to the U.S. The ceremony included a prayer from Native American David Mann.
Grandfather, from my heart, I open it up to you. Take care of the spirits. Let them ride. Let them be free.
Alan Bosak is out as South Africa's ambassador designate to the UN.
I hope that my withdrawal will at least make things a little bit easier for us as a family. And we now have to see what happens to our future.
That veteran foe of apartheid has been under investigation for allegedly misusing aid funds. President Nelson Mandela has accepted the resignation with what his office says is regret. A South African Muslim who tipped authorities in Pakistan last week to the alleged mastermind of the World Trade Center bombing has reportedly been flown to the U.S. and placed in the Federal Witness Protection Program. The New York Times reports Ishtiak Parker made the trip with his wife and child and may be in line for a $2 million reward. After a working weekend for judge, jury, and attorneys in the O.J. Simpson case, this is a day of rest. David Dow reports from Los Angeles.
The O.J. Simpson trial is on holiday today while jurors mull over yesterday's six-hour tour of key sites in the double murder case. By court order, jurors spoke to no one and asked no questions as they filed through Simpson's estate and the condominium where his ex-wife Nicole and Ronald Goldman were slashed to death. But they left pool reporter Linda Deutsch with a strong impression of seriousness.
The jurors were intense. They were intensely focused on what they were doing. They were taking notes copiously, except for maybe one of them that didn't bring a notebook. They seemed to fill up many pages, taking down everything.
When court resumes tomorrow, prosecutors will continue laying out a murder scenario that has just one killer in it, the man on trial. Deputy District Attorney Chris Darden hopes jurors took note of the tight confines of the murder site. Too tight, he says, for the multiple killers that figure in some theories.
My estimate would be that it's approximately 8 by 8 feet. Now, I think it's pretty clear that Ron Goldman, having confronted a knife-wielding suspect, would have essentially been caged. There was only one way out at that point. And that exit, to exit at that time, you'd have to pass the man with the knife.
Simpson spent the night in jail after enjoying a day out and a brief homecoming at his estate as he toured with jurors. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Japan's NEC Corporation says it's developed a computer chip that can hold 1 billion bits of information, the equivalent of 10 volumes of Shakespeare's completed works, mass production 4 years away. Talks between Russia's military and Chechen force leaders have reportedly borne fruit. Jonathan Sanders has more from Moscow.
Preliminary agreement to stop fighting with what they call large caliber weapons has been reached in the town of Odzhanikidzevskaya in the neighboring English Republic. Representatives from the military of both sides got together for the first time today and reached preliminary agreement to begin winding down the war that has been raging in Chechnya for 2 months.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead some 6 points at 3944.79. It's 10 minutes past the hour.